Okay, I don't know where to file this, but take it on the diary so far. I'm up on the holy mountain here, next door to where I live, and it's evening. Late evening, in the middle of the summer, it's beautiful, birds chirping, sun still up there. But I'm led up here, it seems, to get some message or whatever. And that's what I am. Why I turned on this thing now. Well, this is kind of personal. Therefore, it's filed in the diary. You ran into this whole meeting with Savarna, and of course, there is. A purpose with that, and a significant, important one too, otherwise why would that thing have grabbed your soul? Something is going on here, and it's not only from that thing. You could foresee that if the modern media would be used for fully effective propaganda purposes, the result could be devastating. Well, we're getting there, because and you can see it, but you need to see it more clear, and all of you. This is not just Putin against the world. We're talking about very, very, very large and extremely powerful structures. Largely business driven. And to a large extent, fuel, weapons, pharma, stuff like that. So we see how things that happen in the world often involve those businesses. We had the pandemic, now we have a big strange war going on. Which is just Ukraine, but also the whole world, it seems. And we have a US that is split. And powers that just try to make a unipolar world, and others trying to return it or keep it multipolar. It's a very, very big, powerful events going on, and things may happen. Europe is in the victim zone, you could say, because it may not hit through weapons, shooting bullets and all that. But as we see already through sanctions, information warfare, psychological warfare as it used to be called, propaganda in the media and so on. But there's also the social unrest, because as you have learned once from an officer in the Finnish military, actually, at least that's what he claims to be, major, I don't know what's it called. Anyway, he said that this technique is sometimes used. Today, to infiltrate a country, send in, you know, immigrants, as they may seem to be, but they're actually trained. And their job is to plant social unrest, chaos, weaknesses, internal fighting, domestic war, even you could. And this is old tactics. Sunder, what is it? Divide and conquer. So that is going on. So it's important to see what's going on today and be prepared. And the devotees, the people who are on the sattvic side, need to be prepared. And it's first of all about renewable energy and housing facilities and food. And the knowledge for how to and it exists today by fairly small means. You can establish a sustainable situation even for a house and a reasonably sized garden. This knowledge is here now. It's available online, it's available by even one of your own old friends, Lalita Nath. This old gardener, farmer, very experienced, and so on. And we have others like Sarup Steen, who is very knowledgeable now about sustainable energy solutions and so on. And they're builders. So you should now, rather quickly, and that's the reason for the urgency in this call of today, this afternoon. You're making this website for Varsham, but also to serve as a a as an example for others. And that's where we are trying to put our effort right now. This website can be very important. So there is something more you need to add. And we make another recording. And you can put that on the version.